Today on Real Radio.
Now you and I begin to, I think, get this thinking that because we're Christians, that we know the Bible, that we know God, God only speaks to us, we're the only one who hears him. That's not true. He, we know this, is convicting the world of sin. That means he's speaking to them about that. All the world hears the voice of God in that manner. But in a peripheral sense, God is speaking to, say, the leadership of the world, the nations of the world. God is speaking.
You make me, break me, change my life completely. Always my days, I freely give you my praise. My heart is in your hands, let me feel your touch. Lord, I live for your love.
Hello and welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs of Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California. We invite you to listen, learn, and be challenged by the Bible, God's Word. On today's edition of Real Radio, our teacher continues in his study series through the Old Testament account of Jonah. In our last few broadcasts, we opened up with a few highlights of this fairly familiar book, and our teacher indicated that one of his goals is to get us to see Jonah's account as it was meant to be, as historical fact with valuable lessons that apply directly to us in modern times. Let's get underway with this second installment of our series in Jonah called Hearing the Word of God. Here's Pastor Jack Hibbs.
Now the word of the Lord came to me, Jeremiah says, the second time, saying, when God speaks his word, he often speaks more than once. We have heard God say, Abraham, Abraham, calling numerous times. Throughout the scriptures, God will make his call, his plea. He speaks to his prophets. In these days, he speaks now to all his people via the word of God. More on that in a moment. But Jeremiah knew the voice of God so distinctly that he said, the word of the Lord came to me a second time. In Ezekiel 20, verse 5, Ezekiel says that God spoke to him and said, say unto the people. So in hearing the word of God, Ezekiel says that God spoke to him so clearly, he knew that he was to relate it to the people. Jesus said to Nicodemus, truly, truly, I say unto you. He's speaking because, of course, him being God in human flesh, where the Lord in Old Testament times spoke through the prophets, the book of Hebrews tells us that in these last days, God has spoken unto us through his Son. And God has given us the word of God, the Bible. And he speaks to us through the Bible, from the Bible, by the Holy Spirit. In Luke chapter 8, verse 18, the Bible there says, therefore take heed, Jesus says, how you hear. For whoever has, to him more will be given. That is, if you're hearing, if you're open, if you're willing to hear from God, more of the opportunity to hear from God will be open unto you. But whoever does not have, to what he does have shall be taken away from him. In other words, God has put, as it were, every human being on the even playing field of hearing the voice of God. And when God speaks, man is to respond. Now, you and I begin to, I think, get this thinking that because we're Christians, that we know the Bible, that we know God, God only speaks to us, we're the only one who hears him. That's not true. He, we know this, is convicting the world of sin. That means he's speaking to them about that. All the world hears the voice of God in that manner. But in a peripheral sense, God is speaking to, say, the leadership of the world, the nations of the world. God is speaking. But it is only in a relationship of knowing Jesus Christ that you and I enjoy God's friendship talk with us. He deals with us personally through the word of God. But Jesus says, be careful how you hear. Because if you and I have come in here this morning and it's like, oh, him, oh, ha, oh, whatever. And we have this complacent, lackadaisical attitude about hearing from God. We're not going to hear from him. He will not speak to our hearts personally if we are not willing to open up, as believers, our hearts to him. Jonah knows this. God speaks, but he won't listen. So what happens is, through the life of Jonah, God's got to get Jonah to hear again what God is saying. And boy, if you are a believer in Jesus and you're running away from him like Jonah's running away, God's got his way of getting you to hear again. Sometimes it is very uncomfortable, but he will get you to hear again his word. He'll do it. So as we look to our study this morning, consider these things. Number one, it is this, that when we're going to be hearing the word of God and hearing from God, note this, verse one, that there's the coming of God's word. Mark that down, because you can almost put this in your own personal journal. The coming of God's word to your life. At some point in time, God's word came to your life, came to my life. And so we want to look at how Jonah's life parallels our life and our living today. When it says here, now the word of the Lord came to Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, the first thing that we realize is this: the timing of God's word is always, always perfect. People, listen, you and I will argue with God that it's not perfect timing. We will counsel God on his timing. We will counsel God on his wording toward us. But as believers, remember, we are looking at this through Jonah, applying it to our own lives, that God's word comes to us. We would first of all want to consider when it first came to us. Where were you when you heard the Bible for the first time? You knew God was speaking to you. Isn't that a wild thought? Maybe for some of you, it was a process. Maybe it was a time frame. For some of you, it was a day. Whatever the case may be in your life, doesn't matter. From that time on, you began to grow in the grace and what? Knowledge of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You began to hear more of God and about God. And so as Romans 10:17 states it, faith came by hearing, hearing by the word of God. So the coming of God's word, it is God's will that his word be put out to all the world. Quite a few years ago, Billy Graham preached a message, I believe it was from the Philippines. Via that special broadcast, 2.8 billion people heard that message around the world in real time. The largest received message of all human history. And the Bible says that in the last days, and as we approach the end of the world, that God's message would be preached to all of the world. And, you know, 100 years ago, 50 years ago, we could scratch our heads and say, that's impossible. But now we see the technological advances that would render that very possible. And in fact, nearly half the world's population heard the preaching of one man. Whatever goes on in our world, know this, you can have absolute assurance, Christian, that God wants to use you and use me to put forth his word in the world. No terrorist is going to stop that. No sniper is going to stop that. No legislation will ever stop that. No edict or verdict will ever stop that. God's people throughout history have been compelled by God to preach his truth. Why? It brings liberty. It brings life. The going forth of his word. And the timing is always right. Sometimes we wonder, I've been praying for this relative or for this friend for so long. Pastor Jack, when are they going to come to Christ? I don't know, but I know this, and hear this clearly. If God is burdening your heart to pray for that wife, for that husband, for that child, for that parent, for that person, if you are often thinking about them and praying for their soul, I guarantee you, Christian, God will not waste your time and efforts praying for them without a cause. If you're burdened on your heart for a father or a mother or whoever it might be, watch God work. It may take years, but watch God work. Don't give up. Keep praying. Even though the timing to you seems all off, that it doesn't seem like God's working. He's working, or else he wouldn't occupy your thoughts with that person's name or that face of that person when you pray. God's economy is perfect. He wastes nothing. I fear for those who we don't remember in prayer. Can you imagine? God's not prompting our hearts to pray for them. Well, Jonah, as we learned last time in the introduction, he hated these Assyrians, the Ninevites, wanted them dead. To Jonah, the timing of God was all off. Not for us, people. When the word says here in verse 1, now, you ought to circle that. Now the word of the Lord came to Jonah saying, the word now means in God's appointed moment of time. Galatians chapter 4, verse 4 says, at the right time, God sent forth his son, born into the world, born via a female, under the law. The virgin birth of Christ, Jesus coming in at the time of the Roman Empire, ruling the world, and Israel attempting to keep the commandments of God. Jesus born under the law at just the right time. There are two predominant mysteries that mankind cannot stand. And one of them is the time question. It's a mystery to man. We study time. We have the atomic clock now, you know, that you judge everything by regarding time. But time is still a mystery. You know, now through modern science, we can cause time reversals to take place in a time chamber, in an environmental chamber. Did you know this? Where you can bombard electrons and cause them to actually have a reversal. It happens in nanoseconds, zeros out to the ninth degree from the decimal point to the right, but it still can happen. Little flirtations, little hints that the physical universe is somehow subject to a universe outside of our own. Time. Time is a mystery, though, to man. We don't like time. If we're having a great time, time class does what? Flies. If we're very sick and it's a long night of illness, what does time do? It seems to drag. You long for the morning. You ever been sick all night through and the night seems to last forever? I said this once before, and a very, very old man in our church at the time, 96 years old, came up to me and he said, that's how my night is every night. I can't wait to go home and see Jesus. All night long, I'm up and I'm hurting all night long. And that time drags. And yet God's time is absolutely perfect all the time. He's never early. God's never late. There's not only the question about time, the mystery, but the fact that life itself, man is trying to find out what life's all about. What's the meaning of life? And it's funny, man is hungering to know the mystery of life. So he erects radio telescopes and shoots them out into space to try to find out if anyone's talking out there that we might find the origins of life. We're listening to space. While he's doing that, he will run and go find the fountain of youth. He wants to hear the meaning of life, but he wants to live forever. To me, that's a weird thing. You ought to first find out about the meaning of life before you choose or decide if you want to live forever. What are we getting ourselves into? I just want to live forever, man. Are you sure? When you're 112 and people are feeding you with tubes and you smell like death, everything around you is death, are you sure you're choosing the right path? Just give me some more of the fountain of youth. Wait a minute, there comes a time. The time is exactly right. I want to go home. I want to see the Lord. God's timing is always right. Isaiah 46, verses 8, 9, and 10. Isaiah 46, 8, God says, remember this and show yourselves to be men. Don't you love when God talks like that, guys? Stand up and quit whining about it. Call to your mind, O transgressors. Remember the former things of old, for I am God and there is no other. I am God and there's none like me. Declaring the end from the beginning. It means he knows eternity. And from ancient times, things that are not yet done. Saying this, that my counsel shall stand and I will do as I please. Ecclesiastes 3:11. He has made everything beautiful in his, what? Time. He has also put eternity in the hearts of men. Isn't that interesting? Every human being, according to the Bible, has eternal thoughts. I wonder about, boy, what if? Is God real? What's beyond the grave? The timing of God, the word of God and his coming to us. Jonah was a prophet of God, but the word of God was coming to Jonah that he might deliver a message to a lost and sin-filled people. Romans chapter 1, verse 20. This is a great verse. For since the creation of the world, God's invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that he has made. Example, you and me. The Bible says that every human that God has created has an innate understanding that God has created. They may fight that truth, but it's true nonetheless. Even his eternal power and Godhead, so that mankind, they, we, are without excuse. That's the answer to your friend's question. Hey, bub, whatever happened to God and the guy running around in the jungle with a bone in his nose who's never heard the gospel? What about him? Well, according to the Bible says that God has revealed himself adequately enough, even to the guy who's running around in the jungle or the forest with the bone in his nose and the little grass skirt that he's wearing, if he's even wearing that. God reveals himself, speaks to them. And if we don't get there with our Bibles, and we should, God will cover the rest. That's why in the last days in the book of Revelation, before the end of the world, the preaching of the gospel will take place. Guess how? Not by mankind. Read the fine print. We are to preach the gospel around the world. Apparently, according to the book of Revelation, we will eventually fail because God will send two angels flying to the midst of the atmosphere. That's going to be a trip. Think of that. What's that on our scope? Well, it ain't Santa Claus. It's an angel announcing to the inhabitants of the world the everlasting gospel. And then the Bible says the end will come. That's amazing, isn't it? It's awesome. God's timing is perfect always, but look at the authenticity of God's word. It says, now, the word of the Lord. Mark it down. It's the word of God. The Bible is the word of God. I love the fact that we don't have to sit around and argue, is it true or not? No, put it to the test and find out. Study it and see. It is his authenticated word. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1. God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in times past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things and through whom he made the worlds. Wow. Are we going to get another Bible? Is God going to send a 67th book? He's given us the Word of God. He's not going to send another book. He has spoken through the prophets to the fathers in the days of old, but in the last days he has spoken unto us by his Son. He's given us his word. Look at the third thing, the veracity of God's word. The veracity or the sincerity or honesty of God's word. It's so honest, sometimes brutally honest. It says, now the word of the Lord came to Jonah saying, and here's where our study begins. Jonah, he's the guy. Wouldn't you pick, after reading this book, wouldn't you pick somebody else? I mean, if we had a job to do, if we're God and we want to send a message to these people, knowing what we know about Jonah, would we have picked Jonah? Normally, to get business done, who do you pick? In fact, isn't it hard, even when you hire somebody new, you still go with the old guy because he can get the job done. He knows the job. You got to take time to train somebody. And that drives some people crazy, like me. It's hard. Because if you're like me and time is important, I need you to do, oh, just forget it. I'll do it. That's the wrong, you can't be like that. I have to fight that. I have to push myself away and let that person do that thing. Even if they make a mistake, it's okay. Because they've got to learn. Well, first of all, you cannot be a prophet of God and make a mistake, or else there'll be a stoning and it won't be somebody else's. You can't make a mistake. So you're called by God to do this, Jonah, but he's a flawed character. Not only that, he doesn't want to cooperate. I would have picked somebody else. But God, listen, you need to hear this one. God will never prostitute the minister or the missionary for the mission. Some of you need to hear this. Well, I'm just sitting back here. Oh, this is kind of cute. People come to a church, I don't want to sit up front. Well, how come? I don't know, people might see me. Well, you might want to think twice after this analogy, right? This hypothetical I give, because it's classic. I'll just sit in the back of the church. How come? I've had a rough time. I don't want to get too near the people. I don't want to get too near the pastor. I don't want to know anybody, because the last church I came from or the last experience I had was horrible. And so I'm just going to hold everybody at bay. I understand your pain. I understand the hurt. But in time, God wants to heal you. Let God have his work in your life. But know this, my friend. If you were damaged in serving the Lord with all your heart by men, know this. God will never prostitute his ministers for the message. God will take the one who's ministering in conjunction with the message, and all will be blessed. Will we have personality conflicts? Of course. But will they not be settled in the Word of God? Yeah. That's what makes us a family. That's how it comes about. But make a note of it. If you've been wounded in ministry, God wants to build the messenger with the message. It's just so important. It's so vital. The veracity of God's word, it comes to Jonah. The honesty of God's word is he uses us. He uses Jonah's. There is no one. I've been praying for you, whoever you might be. There is nobody from this side to this side that can sit here and say, well, God doesn't want to use me because I'm a goofball. I blew it. I'm a nothing. Can't do that. Can't say that. In fact, it's my prayer that God would get you big time. I can't be used. God, get him. The Bible says, Jesus said in John 14:25, these things I have spoken to you while yet present with you. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I have said unto you. The veracity of God's word is this, that the Holy Spirit will take the authority of God's word, and my friend, it is just as valid and powerful and pure today as it was since the creation of time. Did you know that? The same Holy Spirit who was in the book of Acts was the same Holy Spirit that would come upon King David. He's the same Holy Spirit who we've summoned here today to be the teacher of the message and the opener of our ears and our hearts. Isn't that exciting? I don't know about you, but that gets me amped for the Lord.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs of Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California, in a study called Hearing the Word of God. It's a study taken from our teacher's series on Jonah. We'll hear more of this study on Monday's edition of Real Radio. Now, in the few minutes we have left on today's program, a brief reminder that we're still making available to you the 2-DVD set called Islam in America. The first DVD features Pastor Jack addressing the alarming rate in which this false religion is influencing our society right here in the U.S. and the way it's on the increase exponentially. It's a new, more frightening world, and we are far more vulnerable than most realize. Of course, too much to go into here, but the second of the two DVDs features Brigitte Gabriel, author of the book Because They Hate, and survivor of Islamic terrorism in her own native Lebanon. Here's our offer. For your gift of any amount, all of which goes toward covering the costs of bringing to you Real Radio, we'll send you this two DVD set called Islam in America. Be sure and mention it by title when you get in touch. You may call us at 909-393-7100, 909-393-7100. You can also visit us at realradioactive.org, www.realradioactive.org. You can also write us and send in your contribution to Real Radio, Box 1273, Chino Hills, California, 917-09. Again, Real Radio, Box 1273, Chino Hills, California, 917-09. Real Radio is a broadcast outreach of Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California. Till next time, we at Real Radio and Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word.
Inside, you shine amidst this broken daylight.
Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs has been made possible by Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, California.